Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1885. How much protein do you need to build muscle, lose fat, and maintain an aesthetic body? Part 1 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Saturday and happy 1st of October if you're listening in real time. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And then on Fridays, like yesterday, that's when I answer your questions. Remember, you can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, today's episode is a little longer than what I normally read. So whenever that happens, I'll read the first half today and then finish up the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's jump right in and hear part one and start optimizing your life. How much protein do you need to build muscle, lose fat, and maintain an aesthetic body? Part one by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. How much protein do I need? Is a common question many people are asking themselves when trying to get into great shape and changing their body. If you follow most traditional bodybuilding advice, it's typical to hear anywhere from 1 gram to upwards of 3 grams per pound of body weight for the optimal dose. The difference between 1 and 3 seems negligible, but when you do the math for your own body weight and your own needs, the recommendations vary wildly. Not only is protein anabolic and absolutely necessary for building muscle and preserving it on a fat loss diet, the old adage of more is better is not ideal here. By the end of this article, you'll know exactly how much you should be consuming on a regular basis if you want more muscle, less fat, and an aesthetic physique. What is protein? Protein is an essential nutrient the body needs to grow, repair itself, and maintain bodily functions. Our muscles, connective tissues, hair, skin, eyes, and internal organs are made of protein. When broken down further, protein is comprised of what's known as amino acids. All in all, there are 20 essential amino acids the body needs daily, and out of those, 9 of them are what we call essential, meaning the body cannot make them. Therefore, we must get them through our diet. The amino acids combine to form proteins that are used by the body to rebuild muscle tissue and to rebuild cells as they turn over in our bodies during repair. You lose skin and hair cells daily, and without adequate protein, it would be very hard for them to be replenished. In short, without an ample supply of protein, your body cannot exist. When people think of protein, foods such as cheese, milk, eggs, meat, fish, and poultry all come to mind. However, many grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, and other plant-based foods also contain protein, just not in the same quantities as the previously mentioned animal products. The difference in the bare minimum and optimal needs for protein. Intake. The needs of an athlete or someone who's training using resistance with the goal of changing body composition is going to differ greatly from those who aren't active and leading a sedentary lifestyle. The current RDA, or recommended dietary allowance, is anywhere from 46 to 56 grams daily. There are some varying recommendations for teens and women who are breastfeeding, but it's not a huge difference. When you break it down, some numbers have recommended about 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight. This equates to about 0.4 grams per pound of body weight, So, for an adult male weighing 150 pounds, the recommendation is about 56 grams of protein per day. The recommended dietary allowance is a simple measure that is recommended to keep people healthy, free from disease, and to ensure their daily needs are met for bodily functions. This is important when looking at populations who aren't exercising with the goal of changing body composition, and for those in areas where adequate protein intake might be difficult to achieve, like in very poor third world countries. In America and other industrialized nations, getting your protein needs is very easy to do with readily available foods. Heck, even if you subsisted on a diet of 2,000 calories of nothing but grains, beans, fruit, and plants, this number is still easily achieved. However, this intake is not ideal for building muscle, losing fat, and changing your body composition. Can some still do it on this amount of protein per day? Possibly, but it's not recommended for the majority. What's the optimal daily protein intake? There are a lot of opinions here, but when you look at the research, it seems to fall right in line with the figures of 0.8 to 1.5 grams per pound of body weight. Lyle McDonald's protein book is an amazing resource on this topic. When looking at various literature, it seems that 0.8 grams per pound is probably enough. Menno Henselman's write-up does a great job of sifting through the scientific papers to give you all the assurance you need that you're not missing out on any gains by pounding the protein powder and getting upwards of 2 grams per pound of body weight. To keep things incredibly simple, I just rounded up to the old recommendation of 1 gram per pound of body weight. My reasoning is twofold. One, on a muscle-gaining diet, it ensures you're getting enough to cover your bases. And two, on a fat loss diet, it allows enough room for other foods like carbs and fat that are just as important to have in your diet to ensure you meet nutrient needs. Protein quality and amino acid profile. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How Much Protein Do You Need to Build Muscle, Lose Fat, and Maintain an Aesthetic Body? By JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. JC is absolutely right. There are so many controversies when it comes to how much protein do we really need, especially for those of us that are trying to build muscle. When I was at my nutrition conference last month, there was a whole session just on how much protein we need and when is the best time to consume that protein. And unfortunately, there wasn't a real consensus about what we should be doing. So the research is still a little sketchy. But something we can all agree on is something that JC mentioned that I think is really important to repeat here. If you are a vegan or a vegetarian and are eating a well-rounded diet, you probably still are getting enough protein each day. And that's because, as JC mentioned, many plant-based foods do contain protein. And when you start to combine plant-based foods, you still get all of those essential amino acids or proteins that your body needs in order to build muscle, lose fat, keep your aesthetics looking perfect. You may have heard of, combining rice and beans, and that makes a perfect protein. Yes, that's true, but it doesn't just have to be rice and beans, and it doesn't just have to be at the same meal. What we're learning is if you had beans with lunch, for example, and bread or rice for dinner, it still counts. the body will still know what to do with all those amino acids, and it'll make sure to use them effectively to help keep your body functioning optimally. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you have a great rest of your Saturday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where I'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.